or fornication, but impurity. In the Old Testament, if a man were to have his seed go from himself outside of, marriage, he would be ceremonially unclean. Of course, if he went near his wife, he would also be ceremonially unclean in a ceremonial sense. But whatever. Looking at things in an impure manner, impureness, works of the flesh, it leads you to something that is less than pure. Okay? Lasciviousness, which is, again, that word lasciviousness, it's always kind of hard to pronounce. Lasciviousness. I thought it was lasciviousness. Anyways. That was aselgia. I think that means without, unbridled lust. Something like that. Idolatry. Which is idol worship. Witchcraft. Which in Greek is pharmakia. People always make a big deal of, oh, drugs, pharmacy. Well, does that refer to all pharmaceuticals? Should we start, here's the infirmity of the flesh issue. Because Paul said, I preach the gospel of the infirmity of flesh. Does that mean, let's say a diabetic should, don't take your diabetic medication. Pharmakia, that's witchcraft. Well, you gotta understand in the context of which it was said. For one, in Paul's days, they didn't have like a pharmacy based on, scientific investigation of the properties of different compounds of the elements in the earth and so on and so forth, which is not the same. It's another thing when they were using mostly naturally occurring compounds to achieve highs, which were part of occultic practices. I mean, the way the Native Americans would use peyote to have their spiritual experiences, or the way, this would apply much more to a couple of stoners sitting around, like, well, man, do you ever think of, like, you just look up and it's like, wow. Or some sort of, using drugs to achieve witchcraft-like ends. Now, the religion of Wicca and all that, I don't know if that is just idolatry, honestly, whether it be with idols or not. I suppose it's witchcraft. What I'm saying is the pharmakia is where we get our word pharmacy. But it does not mean that that's what it meant to the Greeks, because they didn't have pharmacy. I mean, the people who run a pharmacy are not witches. But those who wish to call themselves witches, they are guilty of witchcraft. Even if the word pharmacy has nothing to do with it. And when I say guilty, I'm just saying it's just like idolatry. It's just another religion. Like always, the thing is, it's the works of the flesh. And a lot of the things in witchcraft is about obtaining power and about manipulating relationships with other people, depending on the kind of witchcraft or whatever. You're trying to manipulate your own walk in this world. Okay? Again, it's like the works of the law. You're trying to manipulate your life under your power. Well, that's not of faith. Okay? They have their way, and they will obtain whatever they recompense they want out of it. They will get a certain payment of it in this world, but God is not accepting it. Not my God. I mean, maybe there's another God who, maybe we're all wrong, and there's another God who's going to accept that. Well, it isn't the God of the Scriptures, and what I'm teaching is the Scriptures, and so I would be extremely derelict in my duty if I did not teach you the truth concerning the word which I have proclaimed. Which is the Scriptures. Hatred, of course, that's going to say, I hate. Variance. And a little note on that I wrote down somewhere. Variance meant quarrels. Now what? Well, Paul's quarreling with the people who want to circumcise. Well, most people recognize it. Well, of course he was quarreling. You know, well, so when I have a beef with a false teacher, people think, well, it's the works of the flesh. You're criticizing someone. That's wrong. That's wrong. It's right. Because now this is quarrels for, this is earthly quarrels. It's like, I was in the grocery store line, and the woman in front of me had 11 items in the 10 items or less. And so I said, hey, what do you think you're doing? You are supposed to be in a different line, or some other earthly nonsense. All the earthly crud that people argue over and they get upset over. Oh, you shouldn't have brought that person to Christmas. I don't like them. Meh. Why did you let so-and-so come in the house? Because of that, I'm not talking to you. Or, you actually think I'm supposed to apologize? Emulations. Here means envy. Though our word emulation usually means imitation, or, you know, whatever. Imitating, you know, to emulate the world. Well, wrath, strife, erethia. It properly means intrigue or factionalism. Well, we're in the church. We've got our little group here. And we'll do a little different here. You know what I mean? Everyone else in church isn't quite aware of our secrets here. But we're going to conspire. We're going to overthrow the leadership. Or we're going to bring them into subjection. See, we're going to subject them to circumcision. We're going to subject them to whatever it is. We're going to bring them into bondage again, though we think not. Seditions. Dicostasia, disunion, dissension. Okay? Now, and here's the thing is, I said, Paul, well, you know, hey, don't you kind of dissent from most churches? Aren't you kind of disunionized from most denominations? Well, honestly, the idea of a denomination is already a disunion. How can we be together when they have all their little... all their ducks are set in stone?